Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. Tomorrow, October the 31st, will be the 499th anniversary of the nailing of the 95 Theses to the wall at Wittenberg in Germany. Martin Luther had listed there all of the things that he was very concerned about, and that began a movement known as the Reformation. The Reformation, of course, was not complete. There were many areas of it that were shortcomings that did not get handled until later on in history. But one of the core elements of the Reformation movement was by faith. We are justified by faith. I want to read to you the passage of Scripture that worked in Martin Luther's heart to bring him to the place where he felt, I cannot continue with this. I must record these things that are in error with the written Word of God, and I must post it for everyone to see. Beginning at verse 10 of Galatians chapter 3, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Now, that phrase, "it is written," okay, in graphe, that phrase rung in Martin Luther's heart. It wasn't the church. It was the book that mattered. And he says in this thing, as he read these verses, "which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them." Very important distinction was raised in his heart and mind, that salvation is not from doing things or even by purchasing things, as indulgences were sold at that particular time. But salvation is purchased by Jesus Christ through His finished work on the cross of Calvary. And all I must do is believe that that is true, and that everything that's said about me is true, and everything that's said about the Lord Jesus Christ is true, because it is written. Because of that, he was transformed by the gospel. He didn't have an evangelist come to him. He didn't have someone. It was just his own personal searching of the Word of God that brought him to the place of salvation. Folks, that's the power of the Word. Amen? That's the power of the Word. His own searching. I want to know the truth. I couldn't help but think in regard to Martin Luther, who sought on his own to know the truth. He set out on his own to translate the Scriptures into German because he wanted others to know the truth. How little it seems that churches, people in churches all across America seem to want to know the truth. Why is that? How can a man 499 years ago be so overwhelmed by the convicting power of God's Word, move him to record the injustices and the heresies of the Roman Church of that day? Because he fell in love with this book. And his own heart was justified by the words of God's faithful recording, his revelation, that the just shall live by faith. And so he said, as a Christian, as a believer, I must warn others. I must live by faith the truth that's in my heart and life. And he did. It cost him dearly. Cost him dearly. It put him on the run. Had to leave his native country for a while to find safe haven. But it was the words of God that worked in his heart. May God's Word today work in your heart to bring you to a Martin Luther moment where you understand and know God's Word is right and I'm wrong. God's truth is beyond doubt. God's truth is true no matter what anybody else says. And that Word worked directly in your heart to change you and to cause you to live a life of faith, lived out every day. Folks, this is what it means to be a Christian, a little Christ. It's to walk by faith and not by sight. And so tomorrow, on the 31st of October, as we celebrate the 499th remembrance of what Martin Luther did, it's known as Reformation Day. Let us be reminded of what drew him to the Savior. It was the precious Word of God.